Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, here we are in the thick of it, the big May snowstorm. And it's wet. It's slushy. It's slick. It's what?
It's out there. It happened.
It's out there, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a thing. So whatever. Just get through it. I'm seeing 90, check that, 81 degrees on Monday. So this will all be nothing but a distant memory in a few days. And you'll hear the sounds of chainsaws everywhere.
I know. Those trees, like, it's funny driving in, they look sleepy.
They
right?
do look they sleepy. Look like, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah, like, I was very shocked by the trees, if anything. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was going to be a little worse, but it's because they hyped us up for it, right?
They
like,
did.
This could hit the record books.
Ah!
Worst storm of the year.
Ah!
Like, and again, like, over in the southern part of the mountains, over in the foothills, I heard you got a little more than we did
we
down
got a
in
lot.
Lone Tree.
I mean,
so it's like, depending on where you're at, you could have been hit a little bit more than I was. But I just, I walked outside expecting. I don't know, a
well,
polar
the big
bear
was,
to be
yeah.
walking by
well, it was
or
hot,
something,
right, Josh?
You know?
Yeah.
It's been hot, so they pounded that into us yesterday, because I watched multiple weather videos from, mostly a lot of Dave Frazier. Dave Frazier, how you doing? He's like, you're going to get 12 inches down south. He's like, but cut it in half, because half of it is going to melt. So you're going to see 6 inches, maybe. But, you know, leaving the house today, one of our favorite trees out in the front yard, I could tell there's like 4 or 5 giant limbs snapped off
Aww.
Of it. So I'll be out there cleaning that up. And, of course, everybody got the calls last night for no school, which my kids were incredibly excited about. They were doing snow dances last night with their friends. They were on various FaceTime calls with them, trying to, put out the good snow juju or whatever you want to call it so school would be closed. They were doing the whole thing where they put ice in the toilet and flushed it because that's supposed to bring snow luck.
Is it?
Yeah. So they were doing that.
I missed that one.
I hadn't heard of that.
Yeah. And then they got the call and boom, I heard my son up last night around midnight on Minecraft with a bunch of his buddies. So I was like, must have no school today. I was also hearing that, a lot of the schools, they bank these days. They have them ready, set aside for snow days.
Yeah.
And they didn't get to use them this year. So they're like, any chance now to get a day off? We got to use one of our snow days.
Let's take it.
They got them. They got them in the bank.
Because we know there's a lot of times in Colorado they use too many.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
But the road's not too bad. I literally was the only one rolling in on C-470 this morning at like 4 a.m. because I thought it was going to be really bad. I was early. And I wrote my wife when I got here, and I'll read you what it says because she just wrote back. How poetic. I go, it was actually a very beautiful drive. I was the only one on C-470 for most of the drive, and the way the clouds were hanging really low, tucked against the foothills, with the light of the city bouncing off them, it was actually pretty magical.
Oh, gosh.
And it truly was one of those moments where I was trying to make this like a glass half full moment, because as I was driving in on 470 with nobody else on the road, because that commute sucks, right?
Mm-hmm.
For all of us who have to get up that early, I was thinking, you know what? It's actually quite special I get to see this, because a lot of people are still tucked away in bed and they're never going to see the way this looks. And I'm telling you guys, the way the clouds were hugging the foothills and the colors and then, off to, the north or whatever, the east. I mean, it was ominous looking, and then you could see the city bouncing off the bottom of the clouds. It was really, really beautiful.
That
it was really
pretty.
Pretty.
I'm sure they still appreciate being snuggled in their beds.
Yeah.
But that
well, they're
pretty.
A bunch of lazy bums. I did post a video this morning. I said, enjoy your snow day, kids, because real life is going to come slap you in the face.
Yeah.
Or you got to get up and go to work.
And you just have to
don't
figure
grow
out,
up.
You have to figure out how to get there. Like, if I called you guys this morning and said, I'm sorry, the snow has prohibited me from getting into work today, you would have been so mad at me.
No, you're close to the station. I would have rolled in and be like, I'll be there in a few minutes to pick you up.
But I'm just saying, like, as an adult, you've got to figure it out. You don't get snow days for work rarely. So you're right. Like, enjoy it while you can, kids, because that's a kid thing for sure.
Don't grow up. It's a trap.
Yeah.
It is definitely a trap. I think I saw something like 17,000 people without power this morning. And then the freeze tonight. So we're not out of it yet. It's going to be a freeze tonight. So keep everything covered still, and tomorrow morning might be a little slicker, so be careful out there. And then one final thing. Stop posting pictures of your patio furniture with the snow on it.
I know.
Do me a solid. Stop it.
So funny.
Nobody needs to see that, all right? Thanks.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Yeah, you're waking up to schools being closed, colleges closed, Colorado State's closed, CU Boulder, University of Denver all shut down this morning. So just enjoy your time at home with your kiddos if you get to stay at home. I guess it's a good day to take a PTO day if you got them built up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easier to tell you the schools that aren't closed this morning.
Yeah, everything's closed.
I bet they're going to change that as we get closer to their actual, you know, opening time. So it's pretty messy out there.
Yeah. I know my kiddos found out last night, you know, I think it was like 8 o'clock or something. The calls, the emails, the texts were all coming in. So they were incredibly happy to enjoy a snow day finally, because they didn't really get any of those this season.
No.
I was excited to enjoy my Italian sausage soup last night that Nick Knack recommended.
Ooh, you didn't have tacos?
No, we had a big old hearty bowl of soup. And I should probably post the recipe for this soup because it is killer. It is so good, Katie.
Huh.
It's like Italian sausage and cream and vegetables and beans and noodles. Oh!
Beans and noodles.
Beans and noodles.
Going hard with this soup.
A lot of fiber in it. And a little spinach. Yeah. You like throw spinach in at the end, too? It's like...
You've got to.
The stomach's like, oh, hell no! Keep it away! But really good, and I overate, and I had like 4 or 5 rolls with it as well.
Oh, gosh.
So Jeremy needs to find a treadmill today, thanks to the Italian soup last night. Now, from what I understand, you parked it on the couch all day yesterday and watched TV, and you got a new reality show, right?
I did. Well, I love this show called Million Dollar Secret. I don't know if other people are a fan, because I just kind of stumbled upon it on Netflix. I haven't seen any, like, commercials for it or ads for it, but it is fascinating because you take a group of people, right? And there's $1 million to be had, and everybody has a suitcase, and it's just like randomly, you know, assigned to somebody. So let's say the three of us go into this mansion, right? And there's a host there and everything. And between the three of us, one of us has $1 million in our suitcase.
Okay.
And then it really is a series of, it's about being popular, really, this one is. Because, like, the other people vote for who they want to vote out of the mansion, right? So you have, like, a whole day with these people. You're trying to figure out who the millionaire is. The millionaire has a, I can't remember what they call it, but they have a task to complete, right? So they're like, you have to go up to 5 people and take their hat off without them.
So you know you're the millionaire?
You know you're the millionaire. Nobody else does. But if you have the money and the host says you need to go up to 5 people and take their hat off today, and if you don't, you've got 4 votes against you when it comes to the deciding. If you do, you get 2 more votes to vote somebody off. So it's so fat. Like, it is a mind game for sure all the way to the end. And the final episode was released last week. So anybody who is watching this, hopefully it won't be a spoiler to you. But it is just fascinating. And it's a reality show that's not about love for once for me. So it's like...
just pure cash.
Taking
now.
Me into a different direction, right? Yeah. And I'm trying to, you know, manifest more money and everything in my life. So I was like, I should probably watch more shows about money. And that's what this one was about. But it is like, it keeps me glued to my TV the whole time. It's not one of those shows that you can, like, be on your phone playing while you watch
it. You
gotta
focus.
You have to focus. And that's what I like about it, too. It has all my attention the entire time. And
that's pretty neat.
It's a really
good
show.
Those are good shows.
So you can find it on Netflix. And it's funny, too. Like, the host tries to be funny, but he's English, so it's that dry delivery. It's hilarious. Like, he's really funny. So I strongly encourage you at least checking it out. Again, it's called Million Dollar Secret, and it's on Netflix. And there's, like, at least, I think, 4, or maybe is it 2 for this one? Maybe it's just 2 seasons. Nonetheless, there's a lot of episodes for you to check out for this series, so it's worth it.
All right, it's a good snow day show. It sounds like. There you go. Really quick, my wife. Hi, Nick Knack. Good morning, honey.
Hey, girl.
Texted in and was asking you if that show that you're watching on Netflix is kid friendly. What's the name of the show?
It's called Million Dollar Secret.
Is it kid friendly?
There's some like mild swearing in there. It says actually due to the themes of lying, manipulation, and language, it's advised to be cautious for younger viewers.
Oh, we're cool with all that.
I know. Yeah,
that's
and
fine.
That's the thing is like you
we're good with all those.
You can lie to the people who are in the hotel with or the mansion with you to as to sway them from figuring out who the millionaire is. So
that's fine.
Yeah,
lying and manipulation.
A lot of manipulation.
No, as long as there's no breastuses or anything like that.
No, there's no nudity at all.
Oh, no,
so,
no, did he?
You're
fine,
good.
But we're good with
you're
the manipulation.
Good there.
All right, thank you. Now we know. It's okay for some kids. Hey,
funny.
It's Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix 100. Time for PMI. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting to start your ding-dang day. Who's got the positive?
I have the P today, and I love this because there's a lot of times where I lay in bed and I can't sleep, even if I'm absolutely exhausted. But I have a new tip and a new trick for you to get those Z's, and it really, really works. They actually talked to a cognitive scientist who pretty much introduced this more than a decade ago, and it is called cognitive shuffling, okay? So no more counting sheep. That is out the window. We're not doing that anymore. What we're doing is we're taking a word, and this word has to be something that doesn't have a whole lot of emotional attachment to you. So you can't have this word that, you know, immediately you think of somebody and it makes you sad or something. It has to be a neutral word like blanket, right? So you take blanket and you take each letter of that word. So we're going to go with B first, right? So you take B and then you think of all of the words that start with B. Right? So blankets, you're thinking boy,
baloney.
You're thinking baloney, you're thinking balloon, all of these things. And as you think of them, you visualize them in your mind. So you have a picture of a boy, you've got a picture of some baloney.
I'm thinking about baloney
and
right
you're
now.
You're moving it, like, right? You're not like focusing on one thing too long. You're just moving it right along to the next word, to the next word.
What's
until
L?
You kind of, then you get to the
llama.
A, right? We're talking about ants. We're talking about whatever else.
Ancestry.com.
Exactly. Like all of the A's that you can think of. And then you move on to the next letter and so on and so on.
S.
And they're saying like a lot of you won't even finish the word.
Salamander.
By the time you get to the middle of the word, most people zonk out because
no
way. It is so
how
focused.
Long does it, can you do cat? Or does it have to be a long word?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Just
keep going with that one.
A little longer. Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Yeah, that's the one you want. Not dog.
So get a little bit of a, you know, seven. They say that's what it was. It was between 5 and 12 letters. So
okay,
you do
good.
Want a longer,
okay.
a
sure.
longer word. But it does help you at least focus on some. And it's the same trick
like
as
this.
It is the, you know, counting sheep. But it's a little more deliberate. It's a little more thinking involved. And that kind of tricks your mind into falling asleep. And again, these scientists, they've been doing it for years. And they're like, this actually works. Like, you know, once you go to bed, you follow your normal routine and everything. But you start doing this and, yeah, it can help you catch some Z's. I like it.
I feel like you could use this when you are at the dentist with your massive fear of going to the dentist. As you're laying there in the chair, you could probably do this to get your mind off what's going on as well.
So I just fall asleep and I don't experience
well,
it.
Well, you wouldn't even necessarily fall asleep. And it's just a way to get your mind off of something that is consuming you.
A good
yeah.
distraction.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and they say, like, the reason this works is because, you know, we have our brain that's so busy processing what's happened over the course of the day, so those thoughts can keep you stuck in an alert, like, problem-solving mode, right?
Yeah.
And that doesn't work with sleep. So they say this is a way for your job to change the channel and refocus on something that's more likely to help you fall asleep, something that's not.
Oh,
so,
I got an email.
Hey,
someone's thinking
you.
Of you.
Already.
What starts with E?
Yeah. But yeah, it is very, very effective and something that at least you can try. Doesn't hurt to try it,
yeah.
right?
I'm going to do that tonight.
Yeah, fine. Having a problem right. falling asleep. There you go.
There it is. What's the M?
Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. But if you did get a text message saying you are cordially invited and specially selected to attend Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding, that text message is a scam. And even massive artists like Maren Morris fell for it.
I got this like spam text a couple weeks ago and it was like, you're invited to Taylor and Travis's wedding. And I was like, I'm blocking this because like there's no way they would send an invitation through like a text like this.
I mean, why not?
But I was like, how is this going to my
what
number?
What if it's the actual invitation,
right?
What if I,
Maren?
Yeah, what if
what
I like
just
trashed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just listening to that is the minus.
Oh.
Who is listening to that podcast? Oh, my God.
Like, I got that to my husband.
But you know Taylor's got, like, the invitation of
all invitations.
Well, yeah, you're
not getting a text message.
It'll be hand-delivered by, you know, somebody on, you know, hot air balloon.
Yes.
That's exactly how it's going to come. She's so extravagant in every way like that. So if you did get a text message, unfortunately, no, you are not invited to the Swift and Kelsey wedding. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Katie and Jared.
Oh, my God, I can't believe I can't. I want to go so bad.
Sorry to subject you to that.
Oh, that was horrible. All right, so let's wrap things up with the interesting. All right, fellas, get ready to grab your pee-pee ding-ding. John something or other, 50-year-old dude who's a strong man out of Halifax, West Yorkshire. Hello! Just pulled a 2-ton French police car 131 feet using his pee-pee ding-ding while set ablaze.
What?
Now, I have questions. What was set ablaze? His pee-pee ding-ding or the car? Or him? I need answers.
Why?
Anyway, well, it's to raise awareness for prostate cancer, which is the most common cancer in men.
Such a guy thing to do,
skin
though.
Cancer. But yeah, he's a martial arts expert, former bare-knuckle fighter, used a tow rope attached to his manhood, and pulled that police car down the street. I guess he's done it before.
Of course he has.
With his testicles.
Didn't we talk about him? Didn't we talk about him when
it
he pulled
it? It sounds familiar.
Because remember, we were like, where did he hook it? To
oh,
the
so it must have been his testes.
So that one was the testicles. This time around, the pee-pee ding-ding. I didn't realize it was so strong.
I didn't either.
It doesn't just pop right off.
I mean,
off.
You see toddlers tugging on it all the time, and you're like, careful with that.
Well, no, this just goes to show me you guys are absolutely overreacting when you get hit in the pills, right?
Okay.
If this guy can pull it with a truck.
Great point.
Come on.
Great point. That is a man right there.
Yeah.
That is a man right there. Exactly. There you go. There's your PMI with JKJ this morning here at Mix 100.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
Well, the biggest local story of the day. A lot of schools closed. A lot of businesses opening late. A lot of people having to take their PTO to stay home with the kids because of the big May snowstorm. Honestly, roads were not that bad coming in today. But you know what's looking bad is all the trees. Looking real droopy. Little droopy. Is their rap name today? Katie says the trees look very sad.
And sleepy.
Sad and sleepy.
Like they're taking a nap.
But, you know, it's supposed to wrap up around noon today. We are going to get a freeze tonight, so keep everything covered up. But, you know, we'll make it through it. Everything's going to be fine.
That's the thing, too. There's just, like, the water. It's on the road and stuff. I mean, it got hit in other places harder than others, you
sure
know?
Did.
So it's like, Boulder just be careful.
Boulder's a mess.
Boulder
but,
got walloped.
It's not too shabby because a lot of it did melt once it hit the ground. So the grass everywhere. You know, I told my wife before I left today, I was like, send the kids out to shovel the driveway, but make sure they shovel it into the lawn.
Yeah,
put it
exactly.
into the lawn, not into the street.
Not so the street.
Sucks it up.
But if you park outside like I do, I had to get a shovel to get the snow off my car today. So just so you know, it's like that out there.
Enjoy the scratches on your car later.
You know.
What else is going on? Oh, speaking of the ice, how about those Avs?
Woohoo!
They did good. They won. So there's your
They haven't lost in
update.
The playoffs. No, they did
playoffs?
Amazing.
6-0, yeah.
It's a big deal. Come on. Go, Avs, go.
Let's go. I mostly want them to win so we get another ring. So
you can put it on the shelf and not look
I got,
at it.
Oh, no, it's on the shelf. I show it off to all my friends.
Do
come
you?
Over. Yeah.
Okay. Used to do that.
For those of you that don't know, we're owned by Kroenke Sports. So when the Avs win, they were very, very generous to us and gave us rings. So that's awesome. Nice little perk. Today is International Diet Day today. It's the day to kind of throw out your diet and enjoy just who you are, like the way you are, and not focus on anything else but body positivity. Is that you, Katie?
No, I don't. As soon as you said it's National Diet Day, I'm like, oh, I hate it.
No, you don't have to diet. That. It's a day not to diet.
Oh,
isn't it funny the way they word it?
Yeah.
International Diet Day, but it's a day to focus on not dieting. Kind of weird, right?
I don't get it.
You don't get it?
No.
Why would they do that? Why would you take the day off? Why is it to your cheat day on National Diet Day?
Anyway. All right. What else is going on? Matthew Perry's estate. A lot of things are being auctioned off to benefit his nonprofit foundation for addiction and recovery initiatives. There's like 26 different scripts from Friends that you can get. One with Ross's tan. The one with Ross's tan is one of them you can get. And then the series finale called The Last One. That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're signed and stuff. It doesn't say on here. Anyway, then all sorts of other little knickknacks. Monica's iconic yellow peephole frame. Is that the frame that was on the door?
Yeah,
it's around the door.
Hey,
yeah.
That's fun. Okay, so, you know, if you're a diehard Friends fan, you can get some of this loot from Matthew Perry's estate. May he rest. May he rest. What else is going on? Bieber achieved a career milestone on Spotify, reaching over 140 million monthly listeners by May 3rd following his Coachella appearance.
I'm so happy for him.
Yo, people be streaming me, girl. Yeah, stream. Are you? Send him a card or something.
It just proves what a huge sensation he was and continues to be. I mean,
well, it's literally like the things that he's breaking now, it's just him and Michael Jackson. So it's like Michael Jackson, King of Pop, Biebs, Prince of Pop. I mean, that's kind of what they've been. And it's cool to see his rise. I guess other rise to fame again, re-rise.
Yeah, it's one of those things where
it's like
I think
a roller coaster.
Yeah, where the way I read it is nobody was listening to him until he did all this, and then this is positive. Then they're like, "Holy crap! I forgot how good his music is," and then I'm streaming it again and again and again.
But that's the thing
because it like
too,
fell off.
Is I think like even that comment of people weren't listening to him. No, people were listening
I
to
wasn't.
Him. They weren't
I'm
vocal
people.
About it. Like anyone, he didn't have any radio hits at the time, so we were playing all his old stuff. But when Bieber puts out music, people listen.
Yeah, that's
people
right.
listen. All right. So
you have this weird infatuation with Justin
Bieber.
I
hate that people give him so much crap.
I'm not. No crap.
He is so good at what
he's
does.
He's really good.
He's so talented, and I think that
I like him.
If we knew the personal lives of the celebrities that we like, we wouldn't like any of them. And so I think that he got a bad rap because his whole life is broadcast to the world, and he just. I don't know.
It's tough. He was under a microscope, but he was also like peeing in buckets and throwing eggs at houses too.
Yeah, he was not doing good things.
But I have done things like that. People just didn't know about it. Like that's a thing.
Tell us about the time you peed in a bucket.
We've all done stuff like that.
Katie was in jail.
Tell me you haven't done something that if people knew, it would change your opinion of you.
I'm a saint.
Like, come on.
I'm a saint.
Right. Yeah. Right. So that's why I get. That's why I stick up for him so much.
One time, I put a 20 in the offering plate at church instead of a 50.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Whatever.
Straight to the gates of Hades.
That's right. That's where you're
there,
going,
I admit it.
Homie.
There, I admit it. All right.
Okay. At least you can admit
it. Are you happy?
I
are
am.
You happy now?
Thank
you pulled
you.
That out of me.
You gotta
thank
go
you.
Say seven Hail Marys. And
are you happy, Katie? Coming at people like that.
I knew you were naughty. I knew it.
I didn't have a 50. I had to put a 20. I feel so bad about it now. And then I urinated in a bucket.
There you go.
See, watch your album sales drop now. See.
All right, sports.
I was just going to touch more on the Avs. Look, they're doing so hot right now, they're essentially melting the ice. They have a couple days off now until...
Good one.
Yeah.
There it
God,
is. Yeah.
So
they're, 16 of 18
go
skaters
to right
have
now.
Scored.
Go no. next door to altitude.
That would No, that was... I've been
they're
waiting
so all, hot right now, they're melting the ice.
I've been waiting all morning to say that, so just letting you know.
Go to altitude.
16 of 18 skaters have scored a point.
That's
really,
amazing.
Really good.
Wow.
They're like on historic
that
levels
slick.
Right now. And then they don't play until Saturday. It's the weirdest gap right now that I've ever seen in playoff hockey. They have essentially 4 days off.
Right.
Go Avs, go. They play Saturday at 7.
Go Avs, go. Hey, do you see what Parker's doing?
Tell me
They're going to launch a tool that's going to tell on people acting a fool on those e-bikes and scooters. I love that. So it is called the e-bike, dirt bike, and e-motorcycle safety reporting app.
They need to shorten that immediately.
I know, right? So we'll just call it the EDES app. But Parker Police Department released a statement that said they want to be clear about the focus of it. So it's not about kids riding bikes or dirt bikes or e-bikes. The concern they're addressing is electric motorcycles and dirt bikes operating on streets and trails where many of these riders are unlicensed, uninsured, and operating in ways that put themselves and others at risk. So
those guys doing wheelies all over the road.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing. I don't know if you are experiencing this, but I get kind of weirded out by the e-bikes and the e-motorcycles and whatnot because they come at you so fast and I don't expect it. Like, I'm not used to it yet. Like,
especially if you have your headphones on and you're on a run or something.
Yes!
You don't hear them coming up.
You
I mean,
don't
they do
them,
scare you. Yeah.
But even
have
when
you or a loved one been scared by
scared
somebody
by
on an
e-bike
doing a wheelie?
But even
call
like,
Frank Azar immediately.
If you're driving
the strong arm.
Say you're looking to take a left and someone's coming at you, like the speed at which they're coming at you
well,
and
you
we're
wait?
Used. But you're they're used to a bike. So that's the thing. It takes me a second to realize that they're on an e-bike and it's not a pedal bike.
Oh.
So it's just like that in itself. I mean, for me at least.
Is your depth off? Are you okay to drive?
No, okay. Now, maybe that wasn't the best example. But
I get what you're saying.
Have you or a loved one been scared by a bike that doesn't have pedals?
More info, you can go to town's micromobility website. But I'm
like,
I ain't no snitch.
Well, whatever. But these things, you can't just let them go because they're not doing it properly.
Oh,
I mean, a lot of these like gas powered things, especially, they're required to follow the same rules that cars do, and they don't. And it creates a lot of problems, and people can get hurt. So I like what Parker's doing here. Launching a tool for
narcs. Well, and the thing is, a lot of those kids, they're like 12 years old.
Yeah.
And that's not okay, because those kids will get killed.
Scary.
I mean, they don't have their frontal lobe closed yet, and they're making stupid decisions.
Every 12-year-old kid from the beginning of time has done stupid stuff.
I know,
yeah, but not on those e-bikes that go 70
miles an hour. We used to swing across a creek with
a
rope.
But again,
I could have drowned it.
I think these advancements with the e-bikes
and the
scooters. Have
you or a loved one been hurt by a rope?
I think the e-bikes and scooters, it's a different level of what parents have to worry about. And so I like what Parker's doing here. They're trying to get ahead of it.
But didn't they just ride, like, gas-powered motorbikes? Like earlier on?
Those were harder to get.
Like in the 80s and 90s?
More people opened up to
not
the e-bikes
now. Because
they look like dirt bikes. And you can get them for literally, like, you can get them for $100 on Temu.
It's different now. It's way different.
They're cool.
I do wheelies.
They're
through
super
the mall,
cool. They're
actually.
Cool, right? You feel cool on
really
it. You feel
fast.
Cool.
That's such a guy thing. All right.
It is. That is a guy thing.
It's a guy thing.
You feel cool.
These kids look like they're having the time of their life.
No, we want them to be safe. There's your mom thing.
Put a helmet on.
So we have an immersive Harry Potter experience opening in Denver. I liked this. So it's a mixture
Leviosa.
Of the authentic movie props, the costumes worn by the actors, and they've got some scenes and settings that are recreated. So it's like a fully interactive experience for fans to explore. So it's happening June 26th at, it's a former Ace Hardware there near Alameda and Broadway. They completely redid it.
Now you have my attention.
So now inside this former Ace Hardware is where they have this Harry Potter experience, and tickets are going on sale a week from tomorrow.
That's
so if you want to get
sounds
in
legit.
On that,
yeah.
I
do
thought
they still
that
have
that
free popcorn there?
Oh my god, they have so much.
That
Ace is the place, man.
It really
for, like,
is.
Traeger
it is
stuff.
With the helpful hardware folks.
Yeah. They got all the Traeger stuff there.
No,
I love
for
wandering
sure.
into an Ace.
I love a good Ace.
There you go.
Nice Ace.
Well, Harry Potter is now at Ace, so
that's
I'll
awesome.
Be going there as well. Now we can all be excited about
I'm
the
hardware
store.
I'm gonna ride my e-bike to it.
There you go. I knew you were.
Don't bring it up. Don't do it.
There you go. There's your mile high.
And I'm gonna have headphones in, and I'm gonna do a wheelie, and I won't be listening to Justin Bieber.
I'm gonna
Bieber.
Tell on you.
No, Justin Bieber.
I'm gonna
Bieber.
Tell on you all day.
I'm gonna listen
on
to
you.
Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
It is definitely time to play Fast Five, and I'm gonna tell you right now, it is gonna be stupid easy to get in today to play Fast Five because. Everybody's at home in bed. We got Lori first up to bat. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
It says you're a teacher and you're off today.
I am. Woohoo!
Woo-hoo! No school for Lori. What are you going to do today?
Well, I got the kids, so we're probably going to go sledding and watch a movie and make some mac and cheese just hang out.
You know what's funny? I got a story coming up here in just a few minutes about mac and cheese. And
ooh.
How people are making it. So you might want to stick around for that.
That sounds
lovely.
Yeah. Yes, girl.
We're going to be making it till noon. Oh, we just lost power.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Lori.
Oh, gosh.
The clock just turned off.
Oh, you'll be fine.
See, my phone still works.
I know, right?
Good news is the sleds will still work with no power.
Yes.
You'll be
exactly.
fine. Well, let's play some Fast Five with you, teacher Lori.
Sounds good.
No sequels. In 10 seconds, give me 5 movies starring the very funny Kevin Hart. Go!
Oh, gosh. Jumanji.
Yep.
That's all I got.
That's it, huh?
Oh, no.
That's all we're going to give you, too. That's it. I'm not going to tell you anymore because there's a buttload of them.
He's been in a lot.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't seen a lot of movies since the kids.
All right. Well, you go find your flashlights and candles and have a good day.
Yeah. We will. Thank you.
Bye, Lori.
Bye, Lori. Oh,
power's really going out there.
We got Allison. Hi, Allison.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing right now?
Driving my daughter to Dutch Brothers and then taking her to school because she still has a field trip today.
Good.
Really?
That's real life. This is a lesson in real life, Allison. That, you know what? We had to drag our butts into work today. So, yes.
Oh, and then, I'm going to work after that.
See, this is a lesson in adulting right there.
I kind of am bummed that they don't get the snow days like we did, though. Like, snow days are just a part of your childhood, right?
So, her school does have a snow day, but her grade decided, all the parents voted last night, so they're still doing their field trip.
Good parents.
At least the parents got to vote on it, you know?
What's the field trip?
It's called Ameritown, so third, fifth grade.
I chaperoned that. The kids go into the bank there, and it's like an entire town. And
they're the mayor.
There's
and,
a radio station
there
in
is,
there.
Yeah, there's a radio boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're on our way to school for that today.
That is a very beneficial field trip. That is actually
That's
one of the good,
good
ones.
Yeah.
Definitely one of the good ones. So good luck. Have fun. Be safe. And I got your Fast Five. Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay, in 10 seconds, give me five. I want the character names. Five TV dads. Go.
I'm drawing a blank.
Oh boy.
I'm drawing a blank. I have no idea.
Nah, that's all you get. Well, I'm gonna hold on to that one too. You're gonna think of
a
bunch
one.
Of them.
Like
like Homer and Peter Griffin. You want to go cartoon?
Oh, yep.
Double. Allison, you guys be safe. Have fun at your field trip, and thank you for listening.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. Are you working today? Are you an adult?
I'm an adult, and I have to work.
Yeah, make that money. What do you do?
I draw blood in the laboratory.
Oh, see? People need you today.
Yeah. You're going to have
to
report.
Yes, I have to be there.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Can't work from home.
Drawing blood. Working
no,
in
neither
laboratory.
Can we. Neither can we.
Do you ever
Stephanie.
Dip your finger in some of the blood and taste it just for fun?
Ew. Once in a while, I do.
Yeah. It's a little vampire
you
in you.
Thank you for humoring him, Stephanie.
She's got a little vampire in her. It's going to be fine. You're like, that one feels a little heavy in iron. This one, he's on cocaine.
Cut down on your sodium.
Okay, what do I have for you? Your letter is R, like a robot and rabbit. R, like a pirate. All right?
R. Okay. R. Okay.
10 things you'd find in your suitcase on a trip, starting with the letter R. Go!
Radio, rubber band.
Sure.
Rubber ducky.
Okay.
Oh.
Honey, did you pack the rubber bands and the rubber ducky?
A few more rubber things, you would have won.
Yeah. Oh, Stephanie.
That was good.
Go drink your blood and have a good day.
Thank you, you too. Bye.
Later,
bye.
Gator.
Oh,
come on, a rubber band.
Why not?
A rubber band.
Come on.
Maya.
Hi.
Hey, girl. What are you doing today?
How are you, Joseph? Well, I'm good. How are you?
We are super dupes. Thank you for asking. Very super
That's good,
dupes.
I'm glad.
Are you super dupes as well?
Yeah, I'm on my way to see my grandma, which is not my grandma. She's my little caregiver.
Oh,
I'm
that's
a caregiver.
Sweet.
Oh, that's very nice. Did you bring her some snacks or something?
Yes, Molly, I brought some hot chocolate.
Oh,
yay!
You're a good human. What a good human
Perfect
you are.
Perfect thing to bring today.
Little old ladies love hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for today. It should be a good day.
Oh, good. I love hanging out with the older people. They're pistols, man.
Yeah.
You get the best stories. I used to be like an activity director at a retirement community, a.k.a.
Oh, nice.
Like an old folks home. And I did that for like 3 or 4 years. And man, Maya, the stories that all those folks have, you know, it just makes you appreciate older people so much.
Yes, and they appreciate your life. It makes you appreciate life way
No
more.
Joke,
and
right?
It makes health is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, yes.
Oh my goodness. You're
it's paramount. Like being healthy is so important. So yeah.
Thank you for doing what you do, Maya. All right.
I love it.
In 10 seconds, my friend, 10 seconds. Give me five words with double meanings. Go!
The heck does that mean? Well, we can have bark, bat, bow.
Time's up.
Green.
Time's up. Time's up, time's up. I think you got three. Bark, bat, and bow. Way to quickly Google
that. I know. Well
done, Maya.
Yeah. Well, I'm jogging. It's pretty fast.
You did good. You did good. I got you because I'm looking at a list right now on Google, and those are the first three. Maya, you're a sweetheart. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Okay, bye. No cheating. That's not the spirit of a game. You can't Google things. Don't do that. That's rude. Okay. Hi, Danielle.
Hi. How are you?
We're super dupes, ma'am. How are you today?
I'm so good.
Are you? What do you got on the docket today?
Oh, I'm staying in, having a movie night with my daughter because it's all snowy here.
Yeah, that's cute. What movie are you picking?
I don't know. Probably a Disney one, something cute like that.
Love it. How old's your daughter?
She's 15 months.
Oh, wow.
She's a baby.
She's a baby.
Oh,
she's going to love movie night then.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just laying there like a blob.
A cute, adorable little blob.
15 months, you said?
Yes.
Listen to your buddy, Jer-Bear. I'm going to give you permission to just say that she's one. Okay.
Okay, she is one, but it would be different. There's so many stages of one.
There is.
She's
no,
one.
You're so
Danielle,
right.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine.
It's
like
fine.
15
Listen.
Months, you can say 15 months.
Don't
because
do that.
Up until like 24 no. months, that's no. pretty much what you do.
At 24 months, you can say, hey, she's
yeah.
two.
You know what? When he carries
she's
the baby,
two.
He yes. can say that, right, yeah. Danielle?
I've
like
I've
until
raised,
then.
Right. I've raised two children, Danielle, two children. Listen, people talk about you behind your back when
no,
you start saying 18 months,
no, they
19
don't.
Months.
Maybe the dads do, but the moms understand exactly what you're saying because you're right.
Right, like, moms get it.
Yeah,
moms,
they do.
Moms
they
are
do.
Weird.
And we
Danielle,
don't have to explain it to them.
I'm
so,
telling you, Danielle.
Here we go.
Moms are weird. Moms are crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's okay.
Uh-huh. You, ma'am, have fun with your one-year-old tonight, all right?
All right.
All right, here's what your Fast Five is. Are you ready? Very subjective. In 10
okay.
seconds, give me five things you could scrape the snow off of your car with. Ready, set, go.
A traditional ice scraper, a broom, your hand, a glove, or a shoe.
And a 15-month-old. You just wipe that baby right across the windshield.
Or a shovel.
Right?
Shovel works too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Danielle, would you like me to play you the Winnie Win sound?
Yes, I would.
Boom! All day long,
Yay!
You got that Winnie Win.
Yay, I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited for you. You're a sweetheart. you have a great evening watching movies with your one-year-old, and we will send you off to Josh next door in the next room, and he'll tell you all about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you
Thanks,
for calling
Danielle.
And
bye.
Having us in. Or having
bye.
Us on. Hi. Bye. Hold on. That's how it's done, everybody. That's how we do the Fast Five, even on a snow day with full lines. We'll have fun again tomorrow morning, 7:30, with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
We got a bunch of odds and ends stories for you guys as you're making your way through this crappy commute this morning. I did a couple of mine, and Katie absolutely hated them. She was really pissed off. She hates all my stories today.
I'm sorry.
So I was like, okay, well, big talker, show off.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Okay.
What do you got rolling over there?
Well, you've heard the term golden retriever boyfriend, right?
Yes.
He's a good boy.
Yes, exactly. And that is it,
That's
essentially,
me.
Is the, you know, a guy who lives to love you. That is essentially what it is. And I guess a good celebrity example would be Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, right? People say all the time that he's like her golden retriever. Boyfriend,
yeah. He's a good boy.
Because he lives to love her, and I love that. So, on
side
the,
note, can you also
yes.
see him coming home from a foosball game, and her like scratching him behind his ear, like right up, like right where his beard meets his ear? There,
he's a good boy. Oh. Down to his big football.
Who had two touchdowns?
Did he make a big boy? He's a good boy.
Who's got a podcast?
Yeah,
who's
got a podcast? Oh, I love you.
Oh, I know. So that gives you a good example of what a golden retriever boyfriend is. Now, let's talk about the black cat girlfriend.
Oh,
I heard
hold
that
up.
Yeah,
so
have
this
you heard
is
this?
A.
No.
No, I have not. Is she no. just emo?
This has got to be a girl that's like bad luck.
No.
Like bad vibes.
No. No. So
are they bringing goth back?
It's not bad. That's the thing. Oh. Is I think the term black cat makes you automatically think bad luck.
Well, what,
the
what happens when the black
stuff.
Cat crosses your path? Is that...
Well, that's... Yes, the black cat, but the black cat girlfriend is just highly selective about where they invest their social energy. They value their alone time, tends to be more introverted, and has a slightly aloof yet intimidating quality about them that draws people in, right? But it's not just standoffish, because there's more to the black cat girlfriend than her withdrawn, slightly witchy exterior. So if, within that, you've got some person who's completely loyal, right? Fiercely loyal and affectionate with the person that they trust. So that's what they're comparing it to, is the black cat girlfriend is somebody who doesn't give love to just anybody, but if she does love you, she loves you fiercely.
I don't know if I like this.
And loyally. Why not?
No, it's my turn not to like your stories.
Okay, so why don't you
like
it? Because
I looked it up and it said, black cat. What's a black cat in reference to? They link cats to witches, evil, and the devil. Bad luck. Association with death. And they lick their butt.
Okay.
Is basically what I'm
saying. Again, the black cat. But did you search black cat girlfriend? Because it is just the term so that you can have kind of an idea of what they're talking about. But what
but
they really want
to
focus is the partners that value space and subtle affection. So if you give her time, but you notice those small, meaningful gestures that helps deepen the trust, and then she feels closer to you. But that is so like a cat.
She also poops in a box and
like,
covers it up.
Well, no, but the cat part is so
it should
on
just be cat
point.
Girlfriend then.
No. Well, I don't know. I get it, but it's more just like the black cat because the mysteriousness
the mystery, yeah.
of it,
mystery.
Right? Like, that's the biggest part. So communicate patiently, notice her actions to understand her love language. So again, you can build that deeper emotional connection.
Okay.
But she isn't just going to, you know,
my love language is a brew.
Yeah.
Made with eye of
right?
Newt. Because I'm a witch.
Brew. But yeah, they say that having a black cat girlfriend can be a really good thing, especially for the golden retriever boyfriend. Because, you know, again, if we, like, they're yin and yang. They're saying opposites attract in this scenario.
Okay.
And so, like, the fit is kind of perfect.
Him's
and
a good boy. Him's those cats.
Again, the term is a little flashy, right? Like, it's just a little trendy, buzzworthy. But I do think the intent lands quite well with this one. And I like the black cat girlfriend matched up with the golden retriever boyfriend. However, I wouldn't say Taylor's a black cat girlfriend. You know,
I
feel
no, I bet
like,
she's obsessed.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
She's like texting Travi all day long.
Yeah, like yeah. she seems like she's just as obsessed with him as he is mm-hmm. with her. So I don't know if that's
they match each other's energy though. I like that.
Two golden retrievers
yeah.
is what we've got there then.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a hippo girl.
A hippo girl?
I
what
don't
is
know.
That?
Just laser. Oh, wait, I got one.
Laser and tells you you're pretty?
Yeah, it's just laser. You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
It's all of them. What do you
that's
mean?
That's not very nice.
Just laser. Just going through the motions.
I think I would like a golden retriever boyfriend.
You would like any boyfriend.
Okay.
Oh.
What else you got?
No,
what other stories you have?
No, I wouldn't like just any boyfriend.
Come on, the show is
that's
yours.
That's why I've been single for over five
the kid
years.
Is picky.
Because I'm
you are picky.
Picky.
Which is
that's
good.
It. I'm also picky in what I eat. And so a croissant in a waffle maker. Well, that caught my attention, right? I know. I like to switch gears here to talk about food because it's called a croffle. I didn't know that. Did you know it's called a croffle?
No, I've actually never heard of this.
I've
I'm not a huge croissant fan.
Yeah.
They're a little too flaky for me.
Okay, so they say that even if you use just a store-bought already cooked croissants, but you can use the raw croissant dough also, and you just put it in a waffle maker, and it makes a completely different breakfast thing for you, whether, you know, compared to regular waffles, and I just love this.
Okay.
So I came across
that. What would
that
you
as
pair
well.
That with,
croissant.
Though?
What do you mean?
Do you still do that? Like, can you
your
make it
black cat girlfriend? Cats love croissant.
Butter and syrup. You could do fresh whipped cream with some fruit on it.
I'd roll some turkey sausage
there's,
in it.
You could do savory. Like, there's a lot of ways that you could go with the croffle.
Cool.
I like it. Or you could coat the dough with sugar before pressing, and then it gets caramelized.
Okay.
There's all sorts of things you can shove in a waffle maker and slam it down. I'm a fan of the tots. Have you seen the people who thaw out the tots?
Yeah.
And they put the tots on there and then...
Any kind
crispy,
of potato, mashed
salt
potatoes, waffle fries, like any of them will get the job done. I even, like, if you take any kind of sandwich and put it in a waffle maker, it also just, and it's all the little grooves, all the crispy little grooves.
Groovy, baby.
That's what gets me.
All right, what
do
else you
want
got?
One more food thing?
Sure.
Do you know the Mississippi mud roast that we talk about all the time? Because it's, like, the best thing to put in a crock pot.
It's the one with the pepperoncinis.
Exactly. So you put, like, a 3 to 4 pound beef roast in your crock pot. You take a stick of butter. Mm. You take a packet of the au jus and a packet of the Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning.
Oh.
You put that in there, and then yes, the pepperoncini peppers. So whether you want the whole ones, I like the sliced ones. I don't like the whole ones in there.
It's too much pepperoncini.
It's a little too bursty for me, yeah. Right? Like that burst is too much.
No one likes a burst.
Anyway, like the difference with this recipe though is it's those same flavors, but you use ground beef and you pair it with pasta. What?
Okay.
So you make it on the stove and you have a nice pasta like Mississippi mud roast dish. And again, something I saw on the internet yesterday and I was like, well, we need to talk about this because the Mississippi mud roast, you use that for sandwiches, right? Jeremy, is that what you use yours for?
I don't put them on a croissant. I'll tell you that much.
You don't put them on a croissant. Yeah.
No, I just throw it in a bowl. And
you do.
Yeah, I don't use it as a sandwich.
You don't use it as a sandwich?
I don't think so.
You just eat the meat? Just
I had
regular?
No idea I was supposed to use it as a sandwich.
Yeah, I use it as a sandwich with a nice crusty bread and horseradish cheddar.
I've eaten it from a spoon, yeah.
Mm, it right. is so good. So anyway, this way, again, using the ground beef, and then you toss it with noodles, and you have a nice savory noodle dish. You're welcome. See, these are great stories. This
Katie,
is going to help
job covering
people.
This today.
It's going to help people
well done.
Today.
Thank
we
you.
We are here to help.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
It's very nice of you.
No lies in these stories.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
I've been getting multiple messages from my children who are at home today asking me if I can pick up friends on my way home today.
What?
Bring them back to our house.
Oh my gosh.
So we can go. They can go sledding.
Oh, okay.
You picking up more children to have more small
oh
humans
my
at
God.
Your house?
No.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like you are the dad that would do that.
I'm gonna do it. I said,
are you?
Yeah. Just
yeah?
Let me know who I'm picking up.
Oh my God.
Gotta make
Derek's
small
on the way.
I gotta make small talk with all your weird friends.
Oh.
But you're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
It's nice.
In my neighborhood, we've got this like lake area, and there's a pretty good hill coming off the lake that all the kids go sledding at. So it's like, well, you know what? You didn't get to do it all winter long, so yes, we'll do it today.
You know what's funny? Can I just point out something real quick? That there is a fun thing with parents who will let their kids have friends over all the time. Like, I am fascinated by it. I was not that mom.
Oh, really?
Like, Zoe would ask me if friends could come over, and I would, like, stare at her straight in the face, like, over here? Are you crazy?
No, don't
like,
get me wrong. There's a few weird ones.
What are you talking
about? There's a few weird ones that I don't like having over, okay?
But, like, all of my
I'll name
friends
them.
Now,
I will name them.
They will bend over backwards for their children and the activities they have going on, and I take my hat off to you. I do, because
well,
I was
you.
Not that mom.
Friendships are extremely important, I think, growing up. And, yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons I finished half my basement here, because it's like we wanted an area where the kids can come over and just go hang out. Go mess around. So
you're going to say you wanted a place to run to.
That as well. Yeah. That as well. I'm telling you, there's two of them right now I can name. Like,
do we
need to have them over anymore?
No.
No, we do not. All right, for everybody who is out braving the snow and ice today, we got a whole handful of odds and ends stories that we need to get to. I do have some Fat America. Oreos is introducing a brand new limited edition flavor called Firecracker Pop. Which is actually a dance move that I bust out every year on the 4th of July, oddly enough. Jer, do the firecracker pop!
You pop lock
it, okay. Pop it,
don't
pop
you?
It, pop it, firecracker pop! Firecracker pop! I got a whole dance, it's a whole thing. Anyway, the firecracker pop cookie is inspired by the classic red, white, and blue popsicles. The Bomb Pops, right? Cookie blends blue raspberry, lemon, and cherry flavors. With Oreo's signature cream filling and golden wafers.
I like that.
Which is what I call my grandma. Firecracker Pop will be sold in stores across the United States of America starting 2 days ago. So get your hands on.
Is that like an America's
Oreos.
250th?
Yeah,
I think
thing.
So,
yeah.
A lot
yeah.
of brands are hopping on that this
they
year.
They are. A lot of
so
red,
patriotic.
White,
I love that.
I love that for them.
Yes.
A new survey out revealing Americans would pay almost 3/4 of their yearly income just for peace of mind during uncertain economic times. So they're saying the average household's about $79,000, and they would spend about $57,000 just for security and serenity now.
Like, so they would give up all their money for financial security?
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't know. That, like, I don't understand that, I guess.
21
like,
grand a year to always have necessities like groceries and medications. They would spend $19,800 to just never worry about job loss and $16,400 to avoid expenses like medical bills. So, yeah, they would just write a check to whoever that is, the magic genie, for $57,000 a year, and they would have essentially no anxiety. It'd be peace of mind. You just just keep on living.
So they don't want to pay what peace of mind costs, is what they're saying. Like, that story doesn't make sense to me, because it's like, you know, like you would need way more than that to have peace of mind
also,
with medical
like,
bills.
Yeah.
And
no, but
mortgage.
They would cover it.
Well, I know, but it
but
won't.
That a little, but in this magic land, it would just cover it.
It
would be, it's just covered.
My brain hurts.
Yeah, I feel
right
like
now.
I'd be more stressed if I dropped that much money.
No, because then you wouldn't have to worry about anything. You just can enjoy your hobbies. You wouldn't have to worry about losing your job.
Okay.
You never have to worry about affording groceries, because it's just, boom, it's covered for the year. It's peace of mind. Don't have to worry about
it. But you're
going to
pay way more than that.
You think?
Yeah.
21 grand a year for groceries and medications?
Yes.
You think that's about right?
Yeah, no way
no,
more.
That's probably right.
You think?
Yeah,
more than 21
grand.
Like a family of four with that.
Yeah, yeah,
be.
The family of four. You're figuring you are going to spend probably at least, I would say, $2,000 a month on food, medication, necessities in that regard. So right there, that's $24,000 just for.
Well, let me see. So let's say I'm doing $700 a week in groceries.
Yeah, that's $2,800.
Times
so
four.
You take that.
28 times 12, that's $3,600. Whereas in this scenario, for $21,000 a year, I wouldn't have to worry about groceries.
I know, that's way less.
That's the key.
Katie.
I don't like
you could get
story.
By on 21 grand versus 33.6.
I know. I get it that that's what they're willing to pay, but it's just, yeah, this story doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's okay.
It's just
it's
like,
okay,
so to live in the world costs $75,000 a year. I'm willing to pay $56,000 a year to not have to worry about that. That's what that story is.
Well, they
is,
said half their half of their income, right?
No,
almost three quarters of the yearly income for just peace of mind.
Yeah.
But then you would know that you would never have to worry about your medication, your groceries, medical bills,
so like
or
you
losing
could just
your job.
Pay someone that to
oh, I know.
For security.
Everybody would do this, but it's not feasible. Like,
well,
it's not feasible at all.
Well, this is it. This is
she
all
hates make believe. We hate make
story.
Believe here. Okay. All right.
Carrie tells
the story so
do you
much.
Hate, like, Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet?
I hate this story.
Do you hate Humpty Dumpty?
I just hate the story.
Listen, an egg would never
it,
fall off a
it
wall.
It doesn't make any sense.
An egg
like,
can't even talk. And why was Goldilocks in there with the three bears?
Very dangerous.
Sure.
This
make
is just
it like
all,
that.
This is just all
make it that I'm unreasonable,
this
not just that people are not. It, like, everything costs more money. That's why it sucks out there.
I know, but you
but
could get by.
I'm willing
you
to
could
pay
get by cheaper.
$56,000.
You could get by cheaper.
No.
And never lose your job. Yeah. And you could go to your therapy that you're always talking about is too expensive.
That I can't afford?
But this, you could pay it, and it would be covered.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I get it. The land of make-believe.
You're
would love
Katie's
to
like
there.
Deep in real life right now,
she
and
is.
So she does
I
not.
She's
like
got
that.
More money on
exactly.
her vision board right now.
Yeah. I have so
I know.
Many.
You're manifesting.
Things.
That's
and here's
why.
The thing. You guys know like 30% about me. Like,
yeah.
I don't even tell you guys half the stuff.
No,
so
exactly.
It's like,
oh, I
want to
know
so
more.
So many things going in through my mind right now to where you're saying, well, people are willing to pay $56,000 to not worry about anything. Well, duh.
No, I get that. I get
on your mind, Katie.
Poor Katie.
Do we know what you want to talk? Pull up a chair, get
it's
a box
fine.
Of Kleenex.
This
we'll
is
have
free
a little
therapy.
We'll have a therapy session. What's,
I don't know if I want this
what's
therapy.
Matter?
I think it's going to hurt me more.
Oh.
You said earlier today you were manifesting more cheddar.
Yeah.
More money.
Yeah, I'm trying.
Aren't we all?
I think everybody's trying.
How are you manifesting
to?
It?
My money song.
Not the money song again.
The money song. What do you mean?
You
every
can't
morning.
Sit on your couch and sing about money and expect it to arrive. You got to go do something.
I sit in my mirror and brush my teeth and sing about money, okay? I don't sit on my couch. I sing the money song in the mirror where I can see myself singing it.
And all that magical money
so
will come raining down from the clouds.
Now this I can believe it. But
God forbid.
I'm manifesting money right now.
Yes.
You jerks.
Gosh, get off me.
I'm done here. I need to go process what just happened.
I am. Me too.
Well, it's all the big news floating around this morning. There is some breaking news that dropped about, 20 minutes ago that media mogul Ted Turner has passed away.
Yeah.
Billionaire Ted Turner, credited with forming CNN amongst other numerous cable channels, I guess you could say. Most well known in my heart for Ted's Montana Grill.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's the big one, right?
Like, yeah, yeah. Aww. So sad news. An icon in the media industry, right? I mean, just
absolutely
very, very well known name. So Ted Turner has passed away. How old was he? Do I have that on here? It's got to be 87.
Yeah,
87.
Yeah.
All right. So T's and P's for Ted Turner and his family. If you love live music, but you hate the expense and inconvenience of going to concerts, Jer slowly raises his hand. AMC Theater Chain is going to start showing live concerts. It's a new venture called Arena One at AMC. Tickets are going to be about $40 to $75. It starts next month, which is maybe a little cheaper than going to one of your favorite concerts. Who was going to be popping? The, what's her name? BB Rexha?
Yeah. Oh, BB Rexha.
BB Rexha.
BB Rexha. Who's a little BB Rexha? Maren Morris and many, many more coming soon. The concerts will be beamed to more than 300 AMC locations in 89 markets across the country.
Okay.
So that's kind of a nice alternative.
So the shtick is it's happening at the same time as the live concert is?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
You get to watch it live.
Cleaner bathrooms and better snacks, probably.
Yeah, a little more moving around room.
Yeah.
No one throws up on you. I love it.
Well, let's maybe.
I love it.
Maybe. Unless you're into that.
You have to pay extra for that.
What else is going on? Are we really this fat, America? People are upset that Delta Airlines is going to cut out complimentary snacks and beverage service for flights under 350 miles beginning May 19th.
What?
Affecting approximately 450 daily flights. So, like, maybe you're going to Los Angeles to San Francisco. Well, you can't get any snacks or drinks.
I can't get any
generic
Gardetto's and a ginger ale. That's
no,
all I want.
No, you can't do it.
It's all I'm asking for.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to control yourself and not have a snack for like an hour to an hour and a half. You're fine.
I consider that as part of the ticket price. Like when I get my ticket, I'm like, well, I have to factor in that I'm getting pretzels and a ginger ale.
Snack.
So I will get that. Even if I plan on sleeping the whole flight, I'll stay awake or I'll ask someone to wake me up when that happens so I can get it. Like, for real.
So
like,
you wouldn't be able to travel 350 miles on an airplane without a snack.
It's like an hour flight.
I know, but still, you just, like, you have to have that up there.
Okay. Well,
it's
there, I stand corrected.
Process.
There you go. There's your fat America. Katie's one of the people butthurt by this.
Yes.
I can't go an hour without a ginger ale and a snack.
Especially on a plane. Like, the ginger ale on the plane just hits different, right?
I
need
a snack. I want snacks.
Yes.
Get me on American Airlines.
Yeah.
I'm not flying Delta ever again.
I'll fly United every day.
I want snacks. I'll give you this so everybody can cringe. This dude named John Stephenson, whatever, 50-year-old strong man, recently pulled a 2-ton... police car 131 feet using only his pee-pee ding-ding while set ablaze. Now, this is where my question is. What was set ablaze?
Yeah, him?
Him? Just the pee-pee ding-ding or the car?
Yeah, there's so many.
I need more information.
Yeah, that's a story that needs more facts.
Is there
a
YouTube video on this?
You want to watch it.
Anyway, bottom line, 50-year-old dude who's a martial arts expert, former bare-knuckle fighter, put a tow rope to his manhood, and pulled a car down the street.
He lit himself on fire.
That's so dumb.
Why is he doing this?
TMZ report. Well, there's a video. We can watch it later. He explains why he wanted to light himself
on fire. It's for
prostate
cancer. It's to raise awareness. I don't know about the fire part of it, but the whole reason he's doing this is to raise awareness for prostate cancer.
Or the whole reason he's doing it is because he's a guy and he wants to talk about his PPD.
I mean,
he goes, bet I can pull that car.
Are you a little curious about it now,
Katie? No, like,
I'm like,
such a guy thing to do.
I would be concerned.
I don't care how much of a man you are.
I would be concerned.
Well,
that thing would pop right off.
This isn't even the first time, right? Didn't he do this same thing?
He did his testiculars.
The beans?
Yeah, he did the beans. This time it's the Frank.
This is so silly.
There's got to be a point where it's just going to rip off.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm grabbing myself.
Owie.
Sorry. HR. I can't help it.
And with this story, I think everybody's kind of
can't help it.
At least reaching
would,
there.
Like, and at what point you're like, you know, here's what I'm gonna do. Instead of making a donation to some sort of organization that deals with prostate cancer, here's what I'm gonna do. Give me a rope, all right, and a police car,
and a match. Don't forget the
match. And a match. Does it still work afterwards?
I don't know.
Also, does it not cut off the blood flow supply?
Also, like, is it like?
Did it stretch?
Are you like Gumby? Are you like Gumby afterwards?
Because like, a lot more guys will be doing
that. That's why he did it.
Very happy.
Is he gonna have to be standing back from the urinal? That's all I'm asking.
What?
I need answers.
So many.
You need
questions.
A running start now.
Yes, he's Gumby.
Oh, funny.
Do we have any sports?
Yeah, the Avs won last night. They play on Saturday. There we go.
Go Avs, go
Avs, go.
We've got an In-N-Out Burger coming to Timnath.
Yeah, oh, that's exciting.
California. So it's up by Fort Collins.
It's there's a road up there called Timnath. Yes. I used to work on that.
Yes.
Road.
So the California Burger chain is actually opening 5 more spots across the country. So this little Colorado town is one of them. I believe this is now the 15th Colorado location, but no word on when it's going to open just yet. It's the second northern Colorado one. They just got that location in Loveland. So now a couple on the northern part of I-25. Yeah.
Yum, 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 yum.
All right. Hey, Parker's going to launch a tool that's going to tell on people that are acting a fool on those e-bikes and scooters. Good, right? It's called the quote,
I ain't no snitch.
Yeah, well, they ask that you be. It's called the e-bike, dirt bike, and e-motorcycle safety reporting tool. Wow. Maybe an acronym. I know, Zach. That's a little long. But Parker Police Department released a statement. They said they want to be clear on their focus. It's not about the kids riding the bikes or e-bikes, though if you see them driving unsafely, they ask you to report that as well. The real concern here is the electric motorcycles and dirt bikes that have been operating on streets and trails. Apparently, these riders, many are unlicensed, uninsured, and operating in ways that put themselves and others at risk. So if you see people out and Parker just acting all crazy on those e-bikes and scooters. They
asked
that you look into that app that they've created. I like this a lot. More info
you like telling on people
on the town's micromobility website. I like people to be safe, rather.
You're
like,
a chattel too.
No,
it's
I
right.
like people to be safe.
If you look at your like
difference.
Little review from kindergarten, I bet your teacher was like...
She talks a lot.
Katie talks a lot, and she's a tattletale.
That's what they all said the same thing. She really talks a lot. Like
she likes to tell on the other children.
On every report card. But look at me making money off it now. Hey. And an immersive Harry Potter exhibit is opening in Denver. I like this, too. It's a mixture of authentic movie props. They've got costumes that have been worn by the actors. And they've recreated some of their iconic scenes and settings for a fully interactive journey. Now, here's the part that is awesome. They've taken an old Ace Hardware.
Well, now you got me.
Yes, that one right
Ace
there.
Ace is the place.
Yeah, on Alameda and Broadway. So they've taken that and they've made it Harry Potter world, essentially. So you can go and kind of explore. Isn't that awesome?
I love a good Ace Hardware.
I hope more.
It's like a little hometown, yes. old school, you know, hardware store.
Exactly.
I love Ace.
And now Harry likes it, too. So the
Give
tickets,
me a little Ace.
Tickets are going to go on sale May 14th, but hey, so that's a week from tomorrow.
Back that Ace up.
Yay. But the show is in June
Damn.
26th.
They
so.
Opened up a new Ace Hardware down by me when I walked in. I was like, nice, Ace.
Yeah. Nice.
You're funny.
Yeah.
I bet they love you there.
They do.
Bet they
you got
love
kicked
you
out
there.
Immediately.
Nah, yeah, it was a little annoying. They're like, hey, kiss my Ace.
Yeah, right? All right, and we're done. Okay, there's your Mile High Hype.
There you
go.
That's all you get. Thank God.
She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
Well, that is definitely the big question because it is no secret. Katie sits on her couch for roughly 12 to 14 hours a day watching the boob tube. Scrolling through TMZ.
And look at me now.
And she knows a lot about pop culture. That's
a
why we do this.
A game with my name
That's
on it.
That's right. She's an expert at this stuff. Hi, Kelsey.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing today?
I just picked up some Dutch Bros.
Yes. That sounds tasty AF right now. What was your order?
I did an Aftershock blended rebel with some popping boba in it.
I love popping boba. That's the best.
I'm popping boba all day long.
So good.
Yeah,
those
girl.
Energy drinks that Dutch Bros has too, man.
They'll get you jacked up.
They're so good.
How much
I
did
need
that?
It. I got three kids at home.
Oh, Lord help you. How much did that drink cost you?
I don't know. I ordered my husband and my sister a drink, too. So all together, it was like $20-something.
Yeah. It's an expensive drink.
Like $7 each.
But worth it. Once it pops in that mouth,
full of energy.
Give me some of that. Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself. We've already discovered you have three children at home.
Yes, I have three kids, and I'm a stay-at-home mom. I mean, nothing much to it.
All right.
There's so much to it, right?
That's the hardest job on the planet.
Yeah.
So what's for dinner tonight?
I don't know yet.
Typical mom, I don't know.
Listen, what's for breakfast? Energy drinks.
Let's do Sloppy Joes tonight. Make some Sloppy Joes.
Ooh.
I don't have the stuff for that, and I don't know if I want to go to the store either.
Yeah.
Well, looks like it's a cereal night.
Either it's that or enchiladas.
Okay. Okay.
Now we know what you're making. You're not making enchiladas. Yummy.
All right. Tomorrow night can be Sloppy Joe's. All right, Kelsey, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva monster. Anything you want to say to Kelsey?
Oh, well, hey, I know you don't have dinner ready yet, but I hope you whoop up a win. Over me, yeah.
Cook up a win.
There we go.
It's all
there
right.
We go.
Katie's tired.
I said whip up a win. That's okay.
Kelsey, tell Katie to leave the studio.
Goodbye, Katie.
Bye, Kelsey.
Bye, Queen. Get out of here. She goes into a room where she cannot hear anything. She's gathering her things. She's got her chapstick. Oh, is that Carmex? She's got her Carmex. I come up with the questions, so there's no cheating, and we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in. Okay, Kelsey Pants.
Okay.
All right, girlfriend. Let's do it. Here's your first question. What is Garfield's favorite food?
Cat food, I guess.
Cat food. Here's your second question. Which president appears on the far left at Mount Rushmore?
I don't know. Abe Lincoln.
Honest Abe. Number three. What energy drink is owned by The Rock? Dwayne The Rock Johnson. What's his energy drink?
Let's go with Rockstar.
Hey, what a perfect fit, right? Rockstar. Here's your fourth question for The Crush. Which former bachelorette and her family live in Vail, Colorado? In fact, she was the first bachelorette. What's her name?
Man, I didn't watch that season.
Would you like to say Abe Lincoln?
No, we'll say Tiffany.
Tiff.
No last name, just
all right, Tiffany. Just Tiffany. That's all we need, just like Abe. All right, fifth and final question. What company makes the children's toy called the Cozy Coop? It's the classic red toy car with the yellow... Oh, God, you didn't even hesitate. I can tell you have three children. Kelsey, how do you feel like you did?
I think I did okay.
You did okay? Well, let's find out. I'm going to give Katie the same five questions. Are you ready, Katie Cat?
I am ready.
All right, let me get my buzzers and dings and stuff here ready. Okay, what is Garfield's favorite food?
Lasagna.
Yay! Lasagna.
Okay.
Kelsey, you said cat food.
I think that's his second favorite.
Sad day
but...
for you. It's lasagna. All right, Katie, which president appears on the far left at Mount Rushmore?
Would that be Washington? George Washington? It's on the left. Is it? Yay!
Yay! Kelsey, you said Abe Lincoln. Oh. No.
He's on the right. Yeah.
All right, what energy drink is owned by... The Rock, as in Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
It'd have to be Rockstar, yeah? No?
No, Kelsey, you also said Rockstar. Oh, it is Zoa Energy, zero sugar energy drink, branded and co-founded by Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I've never even heard of that one.
Oh, Zoa's tasty.
Okay.
It's really good. Fourth question. Which former bachelorette and her family have lived in Vail, Colorado? She was also the first bachelorette.
It's Trista and her husband Ryan and her wonderful little family.
Ryan.
Oh,
Ryan. Yeah. Kelsey said Tiffany.
The T was right.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you still there, Kelsey?
I am. Okay. Yeah. Right. Taking my head over here.
It's okay. Like, it's right. Yeah, you, like, honestly, you did really bad. Okay,
no,
so
stop.
Here's the fifth and final question. What company makes the children's toy called the Cozy Coupe? It's the classic red toy car with the yellow roof. The kids can ride around in it. Ah, I'm a dork.
Oh, that's a Hasbro? I don't know. What is it?
Is it Hasbro?
I can
you're
see the car. I just... And as, oh, yeah, just say
you know how many grown adults have
right.
had to try to, like, try to cram in that car?
I'm included. Yeah. I know. I know this car. No, that's not right. What
Kelsey,
is it again?
You got one. You got one right.
Little Tyke. Oh.
Kelsey got one.
She got two, right?
Katie got three. Is that right?
Darn. 3-2, I think.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. So Katie
but still,
won.
I still won.
Yeah. Yeah. She only got one. She only got the little takes. Anyway, I'm gonna still give you the prize because you're a busy mama bear and you need a night out.
Yay!
And I'm in a good mood today.
That's so sweet of you.
Hooray, Kelsey!
Yay, Kelsey!
I'm in a good mood, Kelsey.
Yes.
Yes, it's correct.
Yes,
it's Tim's ears.
Good job, Kelsey.
All right, Kelsey, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to come back and get some information from you, and you go have some fun out with the hubs at a movie on us, okay?
Thank you.
Welcome. Hold on.
Thanks for listening, Kelsey. Bye.
Bye. Well, Katie, you won today, but I'm in a good mood. It's a snow day.
That was nice of you.
That's
I know.
Nice.
Especially a hard-working
good
mom.
Good
she
guy.
Deserves a night out.
Yeah. She needs to work
but
on
yeah,
her.
You're a good guy.
She needs
yeah,
to work on
Jerry.
Her dinner menu, though. I'll tell you that much.
Enchilada sounds good.
Yeah. They do. They sound really
good.
Sloppy
Joe's are pretty good.
It's a long time till dinner, Jerry.
She doesn't even know. She's like, I don't know what I'm doing today.